What do you like about him?
Davis is just the obvious. He's a big guy with a live arm. Son of a coach, top intangibles. You know, he got the cow and really just kind of took leadership of the whole group, kind of ran meetings. Really strong personality, leader, all football junkie, and plays with moxie. Surprisingly good athlete for his size, and just a lot of upside to develop.
I don't know if he went back this far, but what happened when he was in Texas? I think he lost his job to Mahomes.
Yeah, he was coming off a couple injuries. You know, he started there. You know, Texas Tech had a lot of guys that transferred out of there. Kid went to Virginia Tech. The kid that's Oklahoma now, Davis kind of beat them out. He got hurt, and then he was kind of competing against Mahomes. And, you know, coming off the injury, Mahomes had a leg up and then just kind of beat him out at that point.
You get to see him at his pro day, or did you get to see him play?
Yeah, we saw him at the Senior Bowl, saw him at the Combine. We've been tracking him all year. Our area scouts were really excited about him early in the year, you know, because of the transfer, guys that are out west. And, you know, really fired up about him from that point on.
What does it say about his resiliency as a player that he could lose his job at a major program like Texas Tech, then go right to another one like Cal and make a big name for himself in his 1 year there?
Yeah, I mean, this guy's a football player. You know, son of a coach, tough guy, obviously disappointed. I'm sure he's disappointed right now by not being a higher pick, and that's what you love in a quarterback, guys that can bounce back and have fortitude. To persevere, that's what you need in that position, and I think we think he has that.
Is picking the quarterback different than picking any of the other positions?
As far as our process, or of course it's more of a lightning rod type of pick than picking a DT or a corner or something. You pick a quarterback and there's all these various questions and innuendos going on about why you're taking them and why you have them and what you're going to do with them. It's the most important position in sports, so of course it's going to get more attention.
So you guys didn't have any contact outside the Senior Bowl and the Combine with him?
Yeah, we met with him during the fall. Our area scout met with him. Senior Bowl, we met with him. Combine, we met with him. And then kind of kept an eye. I'm surprised that he was still around at this point. I thought he would go higher.
Why do you think he fell?
That's a good question. Maybe the system that he played in, a little bit of the inaccuracy that he had. So, you know, each team evaluates quarterbacks in a different way.
One of the scout criticisms is like his deep ball can be a little inaccurate. But is that something when you have a coach like McAdoo or whatever, if you have a couple of years that you just feel you can?
Yeah, we're hoping this guy can develop his skills. I mean, that's what you get. You have a guy like this in the situation that we have now. We're hoping he doesn't have to come in right away and be the guy and get thrown into the fire. And he can work on his skills.
Some of those concerns that you say made him fall weren't as big of a concern for you guys? Because he can come in?
Yeah, obviously it gives you a little bit of a cushion, some breathing room. And you see what happened in the first round with those guys, just trading up everything to get those guys. And we feel we have a fairly equal talent at the bottom of the third to some of the guys that went pretty high.
What does it say about your process that your head coach was considered with an offensive background that he, you know, just told us that he hasn't even met Davis in person?
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that, I mean, I would take that as you trust your board, you trust your scouting.
Right.
Does that speak to how this process played out?
We learned from Philly down there, the Sixers, you know, trust the process. Embiid. No, you know, I think we work hand in hand really well together. The coaching staff and the scouting staff and ownership. And frankly, I try to put Ben in touch with guys that I think really have a chance to get. And again, like I said, I did not think at this point Davis would be one of those players. I thought he would have been gone at this point, but he's watched the tape. The quarterback coach has communicated with Davis. Again, our scouts have been in touch with him and talked to him at various points throughout the year, but he just wasn't one of the guys that was a priority for Ben to meet, just because there's only so many guys you can meet. I can have him meet with.
Do
So the relative lack of contact, you know, no workout or visit or something, that wasn't you playing coy. It was just you didn't think it was realistic.
I don't know. No, a little bit of both. I mean, it's just you try to. You try to mix a little bit of both. You want to do your research and dig and in, but still not be too obvious about what you're trying to do.
From everything you've seen about it, does he remind you of somebody already in the league playing?
You guys love that comparison question, huh?
You don't have to answer.
It's probably not Jordan Reed this time.
No.
Was this a draft where you guys were going to take a quarterback at some point, no matter what?
No, not necessarily. If there was a guy at the right time, with the right value, we were going to take a guy.